Empire State of Mind is BBC Radio Nottingham. 2:24, I'm Richard Spur, and this week's team are not responsible for kicking, they're not responsible for hitting or even catching a ball. In fact, they aren't supposed to go on the pitch, and they don't necessarily even break into a sweat. They are, however, entirely committed to their team, and they follow them up and down the country, such is that commitment. Well, ahead of Monday's all-important conference playoff second leg, welcome to Ken and Richard Sharp, and they're from Stags Fans United. Good afternoon, chaps.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Hello. Now, you know, I understand, Ken, you first of all, you've been a Stags fan pretty much for as long as memory serves.
Yeah, about 50 years a season ticket holder now.
Yeah, is that a joyful thing for you, a life-enhancing thing, or something of a depression?
Well, it's been a mixture of feelings. You know, we had the highs going to the Freight Rover at Wembley, the playoff final at Wembley, Cardiff, I should say, but also relegation out of the Football League was not a happy time. And under 12 or 13 years under the ownership of the previous owner was not a happy time either. But things are looking up now for us.
Now, your son was something at the black sheep of the family, wasn't he? Because he didn't see the light for a while. Richard, I understand you were a Liverpool fan.
Well, yeah. I was 9 years old when I became a Stags fan.
Come a little closer to the big sponge.
I think I was nine when I went down to my first Stags game. My dad took me down to quite a few before then. I just used to eat the wagon wheels and kick cups around for a bit. But it was about 9 years old when I first started getting into it. I think I had a season ticket since I was about 10, so I've had about 25 years of the pleasure and the joys of everything. So, yeah.
I think in a father-son sort of closeness, we're going to need to get you sharing the microphone, given there's a little bit of a distance there. A bit like on the Band-Aid record, where they're all round the same microphone. So edge in there and use the same one so we can hear you both with equal loudness. Now, Ken, there's a great story about your 60th birthday celebrations. What's behind that?
Yeah, I had a 60th birthday party in Mansfield at one of the social clubs. All the guys from the match came along. And they called me on stage partway through the night to hand me my present, which was just a little card. And when I opened it, I thought it was a gift token for the Stags gift shop.
Right.
And I said, oh, thanks a lot. And he said, no, read it. And when I read it, it was an invitation to be one of the ball boys, one of the mascots,
aww,
I should say, at a live game. So that was pretty incredible at my age.
Oh, fantastic. Who were they playing when you were a mascot?
I can't honestly remember. It was such a dull day.
Was it freezing?
It was wet. It was miserable. The result was awful. The game was poor. But I think the warm-up guys, me and the three under-10-year-olds, did a nice show for the crowd.
Were you able to keep up with them?
Oh, I could keep up with them. I couldn't. The photographer came over and wanted me to do some keepy-uppies on my thighs. I think I got the ball onto one thigh and then it shot across the penalty area.
Well, just as well you weren't actually in the main 11. But, I mean, presumably, it was quite a nice opportunity to meet the team as well.
Yeah, I went in the dressing room, met all the team, got all their autographs on a ball for the day. The manager of the time, Holdsworth, came along and had a word with me. The Stags put on a little buffet for me in the Sandy Pate bar. And the then directors, Andy Perry and co, came across as well. So, yeah, it was a cracking day. I really enjoyed it.
The overriding memory for me, whenever I've been in a football dressing room, which isn't that often, I have to say, is the overwhelming smell of deep heat.
Oh, yeah. It kind of clears your nasal passages completely. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. How do these players actually breathe? It's just, the place is just like this massive sea of Ralgex.
Yeah, and of course you see a lot of them come out with something on the shirts as well, like Vic or something similar. Again, keep the nasal passages clear, I suppose, while they're running around.
Well, indeed. Well, there'll be more from Mansfield Town's oldest ever mascot and his son Richard in a few ticks on BBC Radio Nottingham. A bit of the Tramps first. Your team of the week: Central North Nottinghamshire has spurned possibly the oldest mascot in footballing history. And you'll hear more from Ken Sharp and his son Richard in just a few ticks. Get the latest on the roads and a cricket update from Dave as well.
46 for four.
Richard Spur.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Now, back to your team of the week, father and son. It's a bit like the Generation Game, this, isn't it? Ken and Richard Sharp, both of them part of Stags Fans United. Now, let's come on a little bit later to some of the stuff that you do specifically. But first of all, Richard, if you like, the newer of the fans, converted as you were from Liverpool, exciting times for Mansfield Town at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Both on and off the pitch, the fans, the directors, all the team, everything's coming together. Very, very exciting. Yes.
And Ken, I mean, you will have followed the fortunes, as you hinted earlier on, up and down of the club. What are the best and the worst moments for you, think, in the time that you've supported them?
Well, the best moment in football in terms was winning the Freight Rover at Wembley. And it was the last game played at with the old Wembley steps, where the players went up onto the sort of podium thing and got the cup. The worst moment was being relegated out of the Football League. I'll just never get past that.
Yeah.
And it's been an awful long wait to be on the edge of going back in again.
Well, I was
going to
say, I mean, there have been a few tough years since then. How do you keep your spirits up as a fan? Do you just remember the good times?
Yeah, it's like that old cliche that the managers say, you take it game by game.
Yeah.
You always think there's another one just around the corner that you're going to win and win well. But I have to say, back in February, when we were sort of in no man's land, 9th, 10th position, and I think there was only one team within 6 points of us in the playoff zone, I really didn't think it was going to be our year again this year. And we were all talking, the guys I go with anyway, we're talking about, well, we'll build for next year. Cox is the right kind of manager. Got the right owner in Radford. At that point, the ground was nearly taken over by Mr. Radford and brought back into the ownership of the club. So, yeah, it's game by game. But, I mean, the roller coaster ride we've had this year has been fantastic in the end. I mean, since January, I think we've lost just 2 games. And it's absolutely amazing to be on that kind of a run. And we were sitting quietly confident on the result on Monday.
Good. Well, and Richard, what was it like at York on Wednesday? Were you able to watch?
Yeah, we were at York on Wednesday. It was very, very nerve-wracking. Yeah. On the night, I thought we did okay, and I actually watched the game again on Thursday morning, so I recorded it overnight. And when you watch it back, have to take away the tension of actually being in the game, I thought we played a lot better than I originally thought. There was a decent enough atmosphere, plenty of fans there, but the playoffs are always very nerve-wracking. I expected exactly the same again on Monday. But I thought the team defended particularly well, especially after going down to 10 men. And it kind of epitomised the spirit that we've shown over the last 3 or 4 months, everyone pulling together. But yeah, very, very nerve-wracking.
How confident are you that the lads can win the second leg, take you back to Wembley?
Yes, I'm very confident. I think we can beat anybody at home. I think we've shown that again over the last 3 or 4 months. But there's always this nagging doubt in the back of your mind, which I'm not trying to let intrude in. But yeah, I'm very confident. I think we'll win by 1 or 2 goals on Monday, definitely.
All right. Finally, back to you, Ken. And can you just tell us a little bit more about the Stags Fans United and the work you do for charity? Because it's not just about football purely, is it?
No, I mean, I should add, I was a member of the Stags Fans United board when we first set up. It was an amalgamation of various fans groups, and I was chairman of one of those.
Yeah.
In fact, the protest movement at the time. I was really staying with them until we got a percentage share in the football club. We got a member of our group on the board now in Darren Shaw, and once that was done, I figured my time was over. I'd let somebody else come in, so I stepped back from that and let them go with that. I'm still a member, obviously, and still an active supporter, but I don't get involved with the fundraising anymore.
There are a lot of different people, though, who are involved in the various supporters group, aren't there? It's not just you.
Oh, no, we've got the SFU, the Stags Fans United, is the SSA, the Stags Supporters Association, the Ollerton Stags, the Plesley Stags, the old Stags Fans for Change. I nearly forgot the name there. So, yes, it's quite an amalgamation of people, all pulling in the same direction, all wanting to support the club. And individually, those groups, Ollerton, Plesley and so on, they've all raised money directly for the football club as well as any other charities, yeah.
And any jealousy on part of Richard? Does he want to be a mascot now that Dad's been one?
I was a mascot in 1988 against Wimbledon.
But I bet you weren't 60-odd.
No, well, I would have been 11 at the time. Yeah, well, I was against Wimbledon in the fourth round of the FA Cup, the year Wimbledon actually went on to win the trophy. So, yeah, I did it well before my dad.
There we are.
I tell you what, he was more frightened than I was because he came out of the tunnel with the Wimbledon players and they were like psychotic lunatics. It was the old crazy gang, Vinnie Jones and company. They were mad in that tunnel, man. they were shouting and screaming. It was like nothing you'd ever seen.
Like a hacker.
Yes.
I mean, what's next for the supporters groups, would you say? Obviously, you've all got your fingers crossed, as any fan would, for the fortunes of Mansfield. But outside the game on the pitch, what would you like to highlight to Nottinghamshire that's coming up for you as a group?
It would be nice to get a bigger shareholding in the club. I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Right.
The sort of 10% of the shares we've got are kind of non-voting shares. But the main group, Team Mansfield, who sort of were the centre core for Stags Fans United, they've always had a vision of the supporters sharing in the running of the club. So I don't know if they're still set on that particular course, or if now they're going to be purely an organisation for raising funds for the club. I think what's happened over the last 6 months particularly, and under the sort of aegis of Paul Nyland, who's now the commercial manager at Mansfield, he's done a fantastic job over the last couple of years. We all feel more part of it. I mean, we went along to a quiz night the other week. We paid £15 a head to go into a quiz team of 10, so it raised a fair bit of money for the club on the night. But I think more important than that, every one of the squad players was there on the night, and every table had two players joined them for the quiz. And that's the kind of thing that hasn't been happening at Stags in previous years. And so we're becoming more of a community-based club, I think.
All right, well, listen, it's good to talk to both of you and to get the feel of what it is that you do. Clearly, passions run high if you're a Mansfield fan. You might say that they need to at times, but some light at the end of the tunnel. And I suppose to Mascot Senior, to Mascot Junior, to Ken and Richard Sharp. Thanks, both of you, very much.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Every week, bringing you an idea of the camaraderie and the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood that exists in Nottinghamshire teams. They don't have to be sporting teams. They can be from any walk of life whatsoever. So if you think that you've got a decent team spirit with a group of girls or lads where you work, you're very welcome to get in touch and tell us all about yourselves. We might pay you a visit. Richard.spur@bbc.co.uk.